This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 20th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains pleasant this evening, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a mild breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect cooler temperatures as the night progresses. A warm night for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF confirmed that four commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion were killed in an airstrike in the Shati area, as reported by Walla earlier today. Also, European countries consider sanctions against Israel after a new housing tender in E1 sparks diplomatic tensions. Ynet provided this update earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF investigates five incidents involving civilian casualties during the recent Gaza conflict, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Separately, the head of a Jewish federation accuses Mamdani of inciting violence against Jews. JTA reported this just a short time ago. And finally, the iconic Carnegie Deli is set to return to Manhattan, as noted by JTA earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global shared earlier today that European countries weigh sanctions against Israel over the E1 housing tender, highlighting the diplomatic fallout. Belaz News reported an hour ago that Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir inaugurated a facility for executing terrorists, fulfilling a controversial promise. Middle East 24 raised alarms about sham exorcisms spreading across the Arab world, exploiting vulnerable young women under the guise of faith healing in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in the Shati area, Walla reports that the operation targeted key figures within Hamas's military structure. This action is part of ongoing efforts to weaken Hamas's capabilities. The strike follows a period of heightened tension in the region, emphasizing Israel's focus on preemptive measures. Turning to the diplomatic storm over E1, Ynet highlights that European countries are considering sanctions against Israel due to the controversial housing project. This development raises concerns among European officials about the viability of a two-state solution. The situation underscores the delicate balance between regional development and international diplomacy. Meanwhile, I-24 News provides insights into the IDF's internal investigations regarding civilian casualties. The report focuses on five key incidents during the recent Gaza conflict. These investigations aim to address international concerns and are crucial for maintaining transparency and accountability in military operations. Separately, JTA reports on accusations against Mamdani by a Jewish Federation leader. They allege that Mamdani's statements incite violence against Jews. This situation highlights rising tensions and the importance of addressing hate speech to prevent further escalation. And in lighter news, JTA notes the return of Carnegie Deli to Manhattan. This iconic eatery's comeback is a nostalgic nod to New York's culinary history, delighting fans of the classic deli experience. Turning to business and markets. First, Mikhail Shauloff from Israel Hayom Business reflects on the challenges facing Israeli tech abroad. He notes that identifying as part of Israel's 8,200 unit no longer guarantees a competitive edge globally. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Team, a popular Israeli falafel chain in New York, has collapsed. The closure is attributed to debt issues, with some BDS activists attempting to claim credit for the shutdown. And finally, Katek reveals that Israel will reopen the 2026 budget to accommodate a significant rise in defense spending. This decision reflects ongoing security concerns and the government's commitment to addressing them financially. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.